as His Holiness Raghunath Maharaj was explaining yesterday in the way Srila Prabhupada dealt with His Holiness Bhaktivedanta Maharaj in the letters. The bona fide spiritual master always has in mind how to train the disciple to be a perfect instrument in Krishna's hands. That is always the topmost priority. Sometimes devotees have questions about the editing in Prabhupada's books. Well, I'll give you firsthand experience. We would send Prabhupada queries about his manuscripts, and you never knew what the answer was going to be. Sometimes he would say, change it to this. Sometimes he would say, leave it as it is. And sometimes he wouldn't answer. In all cases, he's a transcendental personality, and you always had to keep that in mind. And the same thing applies to now. When reading Prabhupada's books, when dealing with memories of Srila Prabhupada, you always have to keep in mind he's a transcendental person. And sometimes from the material point of view, things can look a bit odd. Just like when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was leaving for South India. After he asked Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya for blessings, indicating, as we said, that the Sankirtan movement is beyond all class distinctions, ashram distinctions, he left, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya collapsed on the ground unconscious. But Lord Chaitanya paid no attention and kept going. So you would say, what happened? What about devotee care, Mahaprabhu? What's going on here? Devotee has fainted on the ground unconscious, and you just keep walking. We require an elevated vision to understand the Lord, his devotees, and their activities. As Lord Chaitanya proceeded further, Nityananda Prabhu and the other devotees met with him, and they all went to Alalanath. And there they had wonderful kirtans. Kaviraj Goswami describes the scene. Lord Chaitanya, his appearance was like molten gold wrapped in saffron cloth. Try to see that in your mind's eye. The golden form wrapped in saffron cloth, decorated with the Bhava Bhushana, the decorations of ecstasy in love of God. The whole town was drowning in chanting and dancing in pure love of God. So Nityananda Prabhu was observing this, and just by observing the start of Lord Chaitanya's tour, in other words, Lord Chaitanya actually hadn't left the Puri vicinity yet, but just by observing what was going on in Alalanath, Nityananda Prabhu predicted, every town and village in the world is going to be inundated. Just by observing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's activities of chanting and dancing in Alalanath. And then it was time for Lord Chaitanya to leave those devotees. And they also collapsed on the ground unconscious. But Lord Chaitanya kept going. Is it that Lord Chaitanya didn't care about them? No. Kaviraj Goswami describes it as Lord Chaitanya was on his way to South India, he was feeling great separation from the Puri devotees. Indeed, he was, so to speak, troubled by separation from the devotees. Of course, that feeling of being troubled is totally transcendental because Lord Chaitanya has no material body, but he felt for them. At the same time, he was marching into the future of the Sankirtan movement. Lord Nityananda's prediction about every town and village applies not simply to India, but the whole world. By Lord Chaitanya's leaving in such a way for South India, he was setting off an expansion of the Sankirtan movement that would eventually cover the whole world. And now we have Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada. Sometimes devotees would ask Srila Prabhupada, why didn't Bhaktivinoda Thakur himself spread bhakti all over the world in a way that's obvious to us? Why didn't he physically go do it? Or why did Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, for the most part, exclusively focus on India? And Srila Prabhupada replied that they were leaving us service to do. So if we look at those service possibilities and we can maintain our spiritual strength to execute those service possibilities, then you'll see impossible things happen. This is what Nityananda Prabhu is teaching us when he accepted Lord Chaitanya's instruction. Don't come to Puri, preach in Bengal. Nityananda Prabhu is demonstrating the power of parampara, how inconceivable things can happen by those loyal to parampara. In other words, by the mercy of Vishnu, the Vaishnav can do more than Vishnu. This is the inner transcendental dynamic. The devotee can do more than the Supreme Lord that he's devoted to by the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is the bhakti mysticism. This is the topmost yoga mysticism. How the part can outdo the complete whole, the Om Purnam. Simply by our remaining loyal to our predecessors, by remaining loyal to the parampara. In so many parts of the world that I traveled, people often ask, how is this chanting and dancing going to solve the world's problems? In some parts of the world, like Australia and New Zealand, we're known as the Happy Haris. The Happy Haris, they go about their merry way. Yeah, they're happy, but how does that relate to the world? What does that do for the world's problems? Economic problems, energy problems, food problems, population problems, environmental problems. And then you have the Hare Krishnas chanting and dancing. And then we're hearing, when the five members of the Panchatattva saw the entire world drowned in love of Godhead, and the seed of material enjoyment in living entities completely destroyed, they all became exceedingly happy. The more the five members of the Panchatattva caused the rains of love of Godhead to fall, the more the inundation increases and spreads all over the world. How are we practical? Because by the techniques of bhakti yoga, we are dealing with the seed of material enjoyment. And that seed is what's causing all the havoc. You have societies that are totally focused on watering the seed of material enjoyment. And then not recognizing that from that seed has sprouted a tree of entanglement. They think it's a tree of convenience, technological progress. But actually, they're becoming more and more ensnared by material nature. So we are focused on the seed. That is the most practical approach to the world's problems. Get to the source of it all. What is the source of the economic problems, the political problems? Nationalism problems were supposed to be old-fashioned. And now you see the world's more nationalistic than ever before. Nationalism means body identification. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur explained that there is the secondary identifications and the tertiary identifications. Tertiary means the body. Secondary means the mind. In both cases, though, you've forgotten the primary, the spirit soul. The most practical thing is to focus on the spirit soul and how the spirit soul can exist in a society that waters the seed of bhakti. And in that way, you're properly harmonizing with the universe. This is the practical approach. This is the future of the world's real progress. we can go on, but it's 8 o'clock and we need to greet their lordships, Sri Sri Radha Damodar. We have maybe a few minutes, according to that clock there, if it's right. Are there any questions? No questions, I can talk some more. Yes.
In terms of, you mentioned that if we follow early in the lecture, if we follow the principles of given by the Panchatattva, then these impossible becomes possible. It's probably a whole other lecture in itself, but I don't know if you want to elaborate a little more on those principles that you mentioned.
You're asking?
You mentioned that if we follow the principles laid out by the Panchatattva, then this impossible will go on. So I thought maybe you could give us a little more detail. What do you mean by principles?
It is the purity. The principles are for maintaining, for establishing and maintaining purity. You see, more and more people are starting to understand in the world that without profound lifestyle changes, there's going to be no change in society. So we are the experts in lifestyle management. We know how to present a package for how the individual, society, and the universe can all work together for the upliftment of all living entities. It is the most comprehensive, all-inclusive package. Nothing surpasses it. So we are not presenting religious fanaticism. We're not presenting sectarianism. We're presenting an all-inclusive, comprehensive vision about how those three aspects, the individual, society, and universe, work together for the upliftment of all living entities. So when we talk about principles, remaining true to the principles, we're talking about purity. The principles guarantee the purity. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.